have found the Genesis Frequency. This is Dr. Stephen J. Kismina welcoming you in to another episode of a show that focuses on your whole life prosperity and success. Whole life prosperity and success by cooperating with the universal laws that are available to each and every one of us. This is Quantum Leap Goal Achievement, Radical Personal Transformation, Whole Life Prosperity and Success. Now, stay tuned for another exciting episode that'll move the needle in your life from where you are now to where you want to be. To where you want to be. Where do you want to be? Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time of day it may be. When you decided to hit that play button, you have tuned into the Genesis Frequency Podcast. This is Dr. Cause and Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kismina, coming at you with another episode of the Genesis Frequency, where we talk about success and prosperity and moving you from where you are all the way to where you want to be. And I'm not talking about that little incremental growth, those little tiny steps that we take and we've learned how to take perhaps in our lives, where we move from point A to point B and we go to point A to point B, and then that point B becomes our new point A, and then we move to point B. I'm talking about quantum leaps, moving you from where you are now all the way to where you want to be, your pot of gold somewhere over the rainbow, however you define it. On this podcast, I'm doing something a little bit different. I am also broadcasting live on my business page, Stephen J. Kismina, Success Ocean International, that business page. I am looking at you right now for those of you tuned into it here. On this camera over here, I am tuned into my personal page on Facebook. So I'm also recording again my podcast, and we're live in this moment. But what I wanted to talk about for those listening to the podcast today is, where are you? We're wrapping up this year. Where are you in your life? What are you experiencing? You know, I go way, way, way back asking you about what do you want. And I really got serious about this back in March of this year, back in March of 2019, doing a lot of Facebook Lives and asking all of you, what do you want? What is it that you want? And I invited you, those of you that said, I don't know what I want, I invited you to think about what you don't want and then look to the law of polarity or the law of opposites and make a list of the opposite of what you don't want. And there you go. That's what you want. And I invited you as well to reach out, whether you're listening to my podcast, which I'm recording live right now while I'm doing Facebook Live. And I asked you to think about what you want. What do you want in your life? I mean, the big dream goal, the kind of goal that excites you and scares you at the same time. Not the type of goal or dream that you know how to do. Not the type of dream or goal that you think you can figure it out. Maybe you don't know how, and maybe you never did it before. Not that one, but the one that you have no idea how it could possibly happen in your life. How could that happen? I invited you to think about that. What is that big dream goal? And I invited you to message me or pick up the phone or call me or email me, and I invited you to have a conversation about that. And many people did all over the world, and it's great. I love having those conversations because I'm all about adding value to people's lives, and I've done that with hundreds of people, really, and so many of them, I hope that I improve their life in some way, shape, or form by having a conversation with them. But there's a lot of people out there. I know that, and because I've heard and saw comments as well that, nope, I'm good. I got this. And that's fine. Great. I'm glad that you have that. I believe that everybody needs a mentor or a coach, or especially an accountability partner. hey, I'm going to commit to doing this week, and then you get on the phone with your accountability partner the next week, and you do that check-in. Hey, did you do it? Did you do it? And then that really makes a difference when I started doing that in my life when it comes to success and prosperity. Really does. But anyway, for those people that said, let's just go back to this year, the beginning of the year, probably around March. I started doing a lot of videos right from the beach here where I live, asking you, what do you want? What is it that you want? And if you were one of those that said, hey, no, I'm good, I got this, I invite you to look at your results right now, right where we are. The end of the year is almost upon us. And look at your results, and have you moved from March, April, when I started asking about this? If you're one of those people that said, no, I'm good, I got this, I got it all figured out, I can do this whole thing myself, where are you? What are your results showing up? And I'm talking about in every area of your life, because we don't just set goals, when it comes to our finances. Yes, there's goals that we set in finances, time and money freedom. Absolutely. But how about in your relationships? What about when it comes to your health? What about it comes to what you want and what you want to do for you? Perhaps it's about your legacy and what you want to leave behind for others. There's all different areas. That's why when I talk about success and prosperity, I'm talking about whole life prosperity, because I look at it like a wheel. And if we have a wheel and there's spokes to the wheel that support the outer circumference of the wheel, and one of those is flat, say it's flat in the relationship area, well, we're just going to kind of clunk along in life, right? So we want to have whole life prosperity. But we want to get out of this thinking that's limited to logic and limited to our intellect and limited to sense, what I call sense consciousness. Just everything we do is based on the input from the world around us, thinking that that's the only reality there is. We got to get out of this thinking that we can only have incremental growth in our lives. We have to move into the thinking that we can make quantum leaps, and it doesn't take any more effort to do that. It doesn't take any more effort to get from point A all the way to that pot of gold somewhere over the rainbow, whatever that is, however you define that. So check your results. If you haven't reached out, we haven't had a conversation, check your results. Where are you in any of those areas in your life? I asked in March, I asked in April, and if you're one of those people that say, no, I'm good, I got it all figured out, where are you now? Look at your results that you're getting now compared to where you were the first quarter of this year. Do you have that extra couple hundred thousand in your pocket now? Do you have that relationship that you've always wanted, that you didn't think it was ever possible, that you didn't think there was somebody out there for you? Do you have that now? What about in your health? Are you healthy physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually compared to the first quarter of this year? If you're not experiencing the results that you want to experience, if you're not living your dream life, well, then maybe it is time to reach out to someone like me, yours truly, that can perhaps help you along your way or help you to figure out where you might be stuck. I assure you that if we have a conversation, I can tell you in the first 5 minutes of our conversation, I can identify where you're stuck in your life. And that's another topic for a whole different show here. But I really think this is a great time of year because so many people really don't have goals or set intentions for the next year. Some do, but I find that most people don't. And if they do, and if somebody says, yeah, I set a goal or I set an intention, well, they usually don't have it written down. And for those that have it written down, I found that most of them that have it written down, well, it's on a bar napkin. They wrote it down. They wrote it down about 20 minutes to midnight on New Year's Eve before the clock strikes 12, so they can get everything they don't want to do and that they intend not to do in the next year. They can get it all out of their system. And they're half tipsy when they write it out on the napkin. But I'm talking about writing out your intention and your goal and your big dream. for the coming year. You know, we wrap up this year, we wrap up this decade in just over a week here. What is the next decade going to look like? What is the next year going to look like? What is next month going to look like in your life? You can be, do, and have it all when you decide what it is you want to do. What is that longing and discontent you perhaps feel inside? What is that longing and discontent? What do you want? You have to decide what you want. No dream is too big. You see, you could not even possibly desire it if it was not possible for you to achieve it, to accomplish it in your life. You couldn't even have the desire. What is that tapping at that inner door of desire calling you? It's been there all along. Perhaps when you were younger and you used your imagination a lot more, you paid a little bit of attention to it, but then you rejected it. You put it up on the shelf and said, no, not for me. But for some strange reason, you believe it's possible for somebody else. What's going on with that? What's up with that? Well, we figured that one out too. So let's revisit those big dream goals in these next few days from now until the end of the year as we consider what we want for this next decade, for this next year in our life. When we consider that, let's think about those big dream goals that we perhaps rejected. Let's revisit and rekindle the imagination in our life and tap into that power that we have. Let's get out of the logical mind. Let's get out of the intellect. Let's get out of the thinking based on what we see, what we take in from the little antenna of sense consciousness. And let's think from that higher place. Let's think from that place that says all things are possible. Let's think from that place. What do we really want that will satisfy that inner longing and discontent? What is it that will move us from where we are now into the life we would love to live? Hey, that's the time that I have for today. As you know, I've been doing a Facebook Live on my business page here, for those of you looking in here. I've been doing Facebook Live on my personal page, for those of you looking in here. And I'm also recording my podcast, The Genesis Frequency, for today, which will be posted on my page here shortly. It'll be posted on both pages when I do the editing and the processing and type up the show notes. So if you miss this, and you know, I always said that I got one of those faces for radio and voices for print. So if you want to listen to this again, and you don't want to necessarily look at the video or take up the data for the video, the podcast will be up here in just a few minutes, so you can tune back in and listen to that. But it's all about moving you into that place in consciousness where you're thinking about what you want for your life, because I assure you, you can be, do, and have it all as soon as you start fostering and working with the belief that you can do this. And if you don't believe you can do it, well, you can borrow mine to get started, and then we can start moving you from where you are now to that pot of gold somewhere over the rainbow, whatever that may be. It's time to examine where you were at the beginning of this year and say, hey, have I moved? Give me a call, leave a comment, we'll talk. I'll get you on my schedule. We'll have a conversation. There's no charge for the conversation or consulting with you. Do a discovery call, and we'll see where you're stuck. And I'll be able to tell you in about 5 minutes. All right, this is the Genesis Frequency. Thank you so much for tuning in. This is Dr. Cause. Dr. Cause in Effect, Dr. Stephen J. Kuzmina, signing out here. Just a couple of days before Christmas 2019, and we'll talk to you all very soon. Blessings.